This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Minutes after the hour, Monday, March the 26th. Can you believe it? No more Mondays left in March.
What?
No more Mondays in March. After today, March's marchability on Monday, how do you like that? March's marchability on Monday is going to be kaputsky. So we better make good use of our time during this and every hour of the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here to wake you up on Monday. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and the trending items. There are a number of things that are cooking. So, Victoria, let's see what we can smell from the things that are cooking.
Literally. Well, Elon Musk is, of course, no stranger to being in the press, typically not usually just for his personal life. He's had a string of relationships that have made the headlines, but his estranged father is the one making the headlines now, and this is not something Elon Musk is happy about. The reason his dad, his name is Errol, he's 72, he had a baby with his 30-year-old stepdaughter, and apparently the girl, he was married to this girl's mother, and so now this is like a Woody Allen.
All right, hold on a minute. Hold on. This is Elon Musk's, the father's baby with his Elon Musk's wife?
No. The father had a baby with his stepdaughter, with his own stepdaughter.
Oh, Woody Allen.
So Elon Musk's dad got remarried, not to Elon Musk's mom, and had a kid with that person's daughter.
Yes.
Cool. With the daughter of his mother's...
How is it hard for you to get? It's his own
stepdaughter. Because I don't follow it. That's how it's hard for me to get. That's why I'm asking the question.
Okay, Doug, if you married a woman who had a daughter, the daughter would be your stepdaughter. If you then have a baby with your stepdaughter, you're Elon Musk's father.
Or Woody Allen's...
Does that make sense?
Whatever. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So
no,
Elon Musk,
actually, it doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make a lot of sense, but go ahead.
Even though it does, but no, it doesn't.
It does, but it doesn't.
Right. It's completely bizarre. This guy, Errol, and his wife at the time, her name is Heidi, they had two children together, and they were married for 18 years before divorcing. And he says that he did not consider Jana, the stepdaughter, to actually be his stepdaughter. So that's extra weird. So she lived in the house. He was married to her mother for 18 years. Then he hooks up with her. I guess it really is very similar to the Sun Yi and Mia Farrow thing. I don't know how
old. Morgan Freeman, too. Morgan Freeman was dating his granddaughter by
marriage.
Didn't
have a kid with her, though, right?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, so now he's gone public with this and this whole bizarre story.
Yeah.
Elon Musk, not happy. This is not going to do anything to bridge the gap.
No, it's not his fault. She's got nothing to do. He's not happy.
He's not happy that it's all public.
Yeah, well, but it doesn't. Well, how does it hurt him? He didn't do it.
Well, because
his father
did it. Of course not. But he's tied to it, and so you know, everyone was calling him for comments, and it's just you know, it's a messy family situation. Who would ever want this kind of stuff out? Right? It's a weird, gross kind of situation.
Very gross.
And
right,
the other weird, gross stuff, of course, it is on Twitter right now. One of the number one trending items is hashtag Stormy Daniels Day. Like, she gets a whole day now.
A whole day of...
Well, it's just, this is what Twitter has made up, a fake holiday, Stormy Daniels
because
Day.
Because now we're Stormy into Daniels. Glorifying porn stars because we hate President Trump so much. That seems to be what's happening. It's so weird. It's so
in a manner of speaking, I'm just looking at a review of the interview. I was listening last night, actually in the car, to what some conversations were about in the headlines. It's interesting how different news media have different takes on the same thing. It's kind of like watching a car crash. 10 people tell you different, 10 different stories, what they get out of it. And so one is she was threatened to stay silent, according to her. This is also she didn't feel like they had it wasn't what I'm trying to remember the USA Today. She's okay with where she is. She didn't feel like it was the end of the world. The kinds of things that came out. Did anybody see the interview?
Yeah, I watched it. Yep.
And
I think that anyone who was watching it for, you know, sort of salacious details would have been very disappointed, because that's not, that was not the angle that 60 Minutes took. They really took a campaign election law kind of angle, and that's really the only thing that I think is going to come out of it. And, you know, it's, I don't know, it was kind of boring to me.
I think
everyone thought it was going to, yeah, everybody thought, I think, it was going to be tawdry, sexy details of stuff, and except for spanking him with his magazine, that's about it.
You know, the thing that irritates me, though, and you just said it, Doug, is that every news media outlet's going to have a different angle of this. Why? Because there's no real news outlets left anymore. Everybody's going to give you a point of view instead of a news story. And I think it's very glaringly obvious the bias that the media has. When, if you go back to when Bill Clinton was president and he was doing a chick in the White House, Monica Lewinsky was never on 60 Minutes, but now we've got someone, and this took place outside of the presidency, and it becomes a big story because people have a hate on for the president. I don't think it's different than that. Why Monica Lewinsky on 60 Minutes? It's because we like one and we don't like another. And
it's
that kind of bias that makes people like me who are in the Trump base go, ugh, and just strengthens our resolve more, and it makes people like Victoria or Kara, sometimes you, Doug, outside of the Trump base, who don't like, who go, oh, well, I just don't like him. So what does that do for us at the end of the
day?
It doesn't change anybody's mind.
Right. But the difference, though, is Monica Lewinsky was, that whole case was so different. She was not on 60 Minutes because that was also like 20 years ago, where the woman, she was shamed. And there was so much more to that. Now we live in 2018 where women are allowed to be heard and women are encouraged. Courage to be heard. And Stormy Daniels, I thought the one good thing that she that came from the interview is that she kept insisting that this was not a Me Too moment for her. This was, she was a willing participant.
That was the headline I saw. Yeah,
she said, look, I'm not a victim here. This was totally consensual.
Not a victim, right.
But, right. And so I'm glad that she didn't try to somehow attach herself to the Me Too movement, because it is totally different.
So
but
then,
that's just 2018 that we're living
what's
in. That's
the story? What is the story here? Here is the continuation of Trump being a lech, or Trump being a philanderer, or Trump being a sexual deviant, whatever it is. This, it's still old news, and it's not like anybody's really surprised at this point to hear these stories
about
Trump.
Right, he's a sleazeball who
really
bangs a bunch of porn stars. That's who our president is.
Well, but you know, then you take you. I'm not sticking up for Trump because I'm actually. I had this conversation yesterday with my children. I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of all of this stuff. And one of the reasons we don't talk about it on this program is because there's really nothing to it. There's nothing new. It's the same old stuff over
right.
and over again. And people are tired, worn out. I'm just, you know, if somehow or other the Republicans sort of whatever it takes to get him in line, if he's ever, and they're probably not going to get him in line because that's just not his personality. There's the people like me who would vote either way, probably, you know, depending on the issues and the people involved. There's a burnout effect here. And even though there may be arguments that Trump has done some good things, I'm furious, frankly, now, seething to the point of anger, looking at what he's done to farmers, what he's doing to farmers, what his administration, the people in his administration, are doing to agriculture. I am, if no other reason for me to be angry, I'm not angry at him because he didn't sleep with Stormy Daniels or whoever, and I'm not even really angry with him, although I'm really tired of the Twitter and all that other crap. I'm a one or two person issue. My issues are agriculture and public media and that sort of thing, and then families and how that all plays together. And immigration is part of my issue, I guess, issue base. That isn't even addressed in this bill, or there's not enough money there to really do anything with the wall. The way he's gutted, and there has to be somebody in the office, somebody somewhere there, who has to have said yes to the gutting of American agriculture. The family farmer under this bill is so, it isn't so much that they aren't on their own.
To be clear, are you talking about the spending bill? Or, because I don't know that you said that
yet. I'm talking about a lot of different things that are put together, basically, Jennifer. But yeah, the spending, I'm talking about the $1.3 trillion budget and what it takes away from the family farmer and our agricultural base. It's bad enough as it has been.
What is it taking away? Because I don't think I know, and I don't think a lot of people are talking about
it. It's taking away the kinds of support that have been there for the regulations are pouring out, like the Food Safety Enhancement Act. Those still are coming down the pike at 90 miles an hour. Support for loans for farmers, support for the price of dairy products or milk specifically. The big ag industry has been tormenting the family farmer to the point where you can't find a dairy farm anymore that doesn't have 5,000 cows. There's no support. The local agriculture that you will see this summer even will be mostly about produce. It won't be about meat. It won't be about poultry. And it will not be about milk or dairy products. Because the local guys that try to do this, if you got under 200 cows, you can't make it. The cost that is being and there was some movement. There were suggestions for the National Farmers Union and to a lesser extent American Farm Bureau to, if you're going to have some kind of insurance program for farmers, that it'd be all focused on dairy so that the dairy farmers aren't going out of business. When I was a kid in Massachusetts, there were 600 some odd dairy farms. There are now one tenth of that in the state. And I dare say any of the other ag states, go to Wisconsin and see what's going on there. Some of the other, the cheese state, and go to places where ag has been really big. I'm sorry, where dairy has been really big. And you will find the dismissal of it because they're all tone deaf when it comes to this stuff. It's easy to know how the trade war will get stuff cheaper from, you know, Guatemala, wherever the hell you want to get lettuce. It's that kind of stuff. We don't care where it comes from. We just want it cheap. And so that's what you're going to get. You're going to start getting cheap crap or paying through the nose more than you are already for organic material. So anyway, I'm so tired of people saying they're going to do one thing and then they do something else. And the center, the core of the country, the agricultural rural area is really what got Trump elected. So I've said my piece and I'm not going to say any more because it becomes redundant. 20 minutes after the hour on the DJB show.
Ryan, I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it.
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people.
Are you breaking up with me on a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun. Maybe we should stay together.
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hi, welcome to the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale.
Oh, thank you.
There's some amazing deals here on Easter decor. Beautiful spring dinnerware, mm-hmm. Table settings. Now, if you have any questions, please ask someone who works here. I'm just shopping.
Oh,
table runners, come with me. A lot of people are getting caught up in the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale. Right now, get up to 30% off dinnerware, drinkware, dining tables and chairs, and Easter decor. Give your home that unique look you want for spring and save up to 30% now at Pier 1 Imports through March 31st.
It's
it's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. Well, now, home entertainment was my baby's wish, so I hopped in town for a satellite
dish. Now 23 and change at the hour here on the DJV show with Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara and Doug. With last night on television, let's see, there was a new NCIS Los Angeles. I stayed up way too late last night. I even saw a portion of Madam Secretary, which has gone flat on me, and I don't know what's because I haven't paid attention to the season. Apparently the president has had some kind of brain injury or whatever.
You're literally the only person I know who's ever seen that show.
Really? Oh,
I don't know anybody who watched it.
When they had it on at 8 o'clock, which is where it belongs because it's kind of a family-type show, it had a huge audience. I don't know what they're doing with it now at 10 o'clock on Sunday night. That's where NCIS belongs because there's a lot more action there. Although there's a new store, there's a new show on CBS with what's his face that was on Good Wife? Alan Cummings.
Oh, yeah. I like him. He's kind of a weird actor.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, it's kind of an interesting story. There was an interesting story there last night. Other than that, about you ladies, what did you see? Anything that was exciting last night other than Stormy Daniels?
I am always catching up on old TV that I missed during the week, so no.
All right.
I'm the worst. I know the Nickelodeon Kid Choice Awards were this week. That's kind of fun. And everybody was watching basketball. March Madness was big this weekend.
There was on NBC, there were two shows. The one... There were two kid shows, and when you get right down to it, they were both, there was one that, Dr. Doogie.
The good, Doogie Howser.
Neil Patrick Harris. Hosting a show with genius kids, and it was really fascinating to see these kids take multiples, like they'd be given six numbers, 635 less 25 multiplied by 3 divided by 4 plus 213 equals what? And these kids, as soon as he was asked that question, they had the answer.
I mean, amazing.
Really, yeah, it's like a computer in the form of these. I would say these children were maybe 12 years old, 10, 12, 10, 11, 12 years old. It was really amazing to see that. And then Steve Harvey with the youngsters who perform. This is the second season of that show. And the Pentatonics were on singing with one young lady. It was, I flip back and forth. It was really quite a good show. Anyway, for those who So looking forward to something next Sunday. All right, what about tonight, Jen Jen?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, to remind you for today, The Young and the Restless is turning 45 this week. And so they're going to be doing a look back at their roots this week, inviting back special guests that have passed away or met their demise earlier in the show's run. So you can check that out. The Young and the Restless celebrating all week long. Then tonight, One Strange Rock is a series premiere on National Geographic. This is a show all about Earth and about our unique ability to support human life, and it's hosted by Will Smith. That's getting some buzz online. Also tonight, The Zen Diaries of Gary Shandling. That's a documentary premiere on HBO starting at 8. They call him incredibly clever and a tortured person. Jerry Seinfeld will be in there. Jay Leno, Judd Apatow will be all part of this, talking about the life of Gary Shandling. That's on HBO. The Alienist, a Manhattan murder mystery solved. The season finale on TNT tonight at 9. And there's a new Antiques Roadshow. Now, there's also some new television for you on the networks. American Idol will be new on ABC tonight at 8.
Is anybody watching that? Anybody watching?
Not many people. Their ratings have dropped. They're trying to blame Ryan Seacrest, but I actually think it's Katy Perry that is to blame.
Yeah,
I think people find her unlikable.
Yeah, and, very much so. Yeah, I think
she's kind of killing the show there. CBS has a new lineup of their sitcoms, starting off with Kevin Can Wait. There's also a new Living Biblically tonight, and that's about it.
Well, that's a lot. That's a big list.
That's a lot, right?
It is
pretty
a lot.
Good. Some interesting stuff, some of your old
things. I think Katy Perry is, and the scene, the set that they have for the tryouts is boring. There's nothing going on. Ryan's trying to get the kids juiced up that, you know, come out the door, but that's about it.
It dropped off 25% from the first week, and The Voice has still been ticking up.
Yeah, has it
Well,
really?
I think when you add Kelly Clarkson, who is just proving to be more and more popular, she's having the opposite effect that Katy Perry's having.
And she's getting paid half as much as
Katy. A fraction.
What an outrage.
A fraction.
How much she's getting paid to be on that show. Too bad, because they all have appeal to a certain extent. 28 past the hour here on the DJV Show.
Children learn what they see. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. If you're a parent, you've likely come across the statement that children learn what they see, not what they hear. I think maybe many parents can say they've heard that statement before. Some might be able to repeat it verbatim, and maybe others even have that saying hanging up on a wall in their house. But how often do we, as parents, truly bring that concept that children are learning by watching us to our foreground? How often do we shine light on our every habit, speech patterns, and ways we express ourselves? Ah, that takes a lot of effort to pay attention to everything we're saying and doing. But the reality is that children, specifically your children, are learning more by watching you be in the world than they will ever learn by your telling them about it. Catch me on my new show, The Secret Life of Kids, on USA Network, premiering March 16th at 9 p.m.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is here. With new beauty steals every day, it's beauty's biggest event, which means it's also beauty's biggest makeup bag makeover event. And beauty's biggest, is that price real, event. And beauty's biggest, well, you get the point. At Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, every day is a new chance to get up to 50% off our most loved brands, like A Cosmetics, Tarte, and more. But the event ends April 7th, so hurry in to binge on beauty only at Ulta Beauty.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
After the hour, here to support you and your day. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horan and Victoria Keelan on the DJV show, and a thanks to Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. I was just looking through some other details from the budget that was signed last Friday, $1.3 trillion, and I went off and spent a little bit too much time probably talking about the farm thing, but here's another one that always gets my goat, and it shows you what a bunch of four-flushing phonies we're dealing with, no matter which side of the table you're on. How many times have you heard politicians, mostly on the right, say, we got to stop funding the Corporation for Public Broadcasting because they don't need the money? Well, they don't say it, but they just want to stop funding it, which would be appropriate, in my opinion. I don't think that the Corporation for Public... It's one of the most cash-flush operations in the country. It's not like the postal service that needs to depend on public funds in order for it to keep going. The PBS stations, the begathons that they have on television and on radio, are so successful, they have so much cash, and yet
the public broadcasting $445 million budget item stayed in the budget. Not a penny was cut out of it. Well, and this is the kind of stuff, so we're going to screw our farmers, and we're going to keep giving money to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and they don't need it. This is the kind of thinking, you know, you talk about, you hear people say we're going to drain the swamp and change all that stuff. What a bunch of baloney.
You know, I'm with you on this. I think this budget was such a failure. Think that Republicans did Trump no favors with this, that's for sure. And Republicans actually were the ones who lost this negotiation. This spending bill was put together by Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. And Chuck Schumer was celebrating, popping the confetti cannons on Friday because he knows he won in this one. And it's not even about, for me, necessarily who wins politically. I mean, obviously, in a midterm year, you look at who wins politically. Yeah. But it's so much money. Nothing is cut. You've got, from someone like me who's a Republican, you have Republicans who ran on building the wall, immigration security, maybe defunding or at least in some way partially defunding Planned Parenthood. This bill does none of that. It fully funds Planned Parenthood. As you mentioned, PBS. It's only got enough for 30 miles of border wall. It's just such a huge disappointment. There was nothing that was really gained by Republicans other than military spending. And that's something that I feel like all of us should want to spend on. You know, it's not just,
I want to spend money to protect ourselves, but I don't want to, waste and the fraud and the corruption, the $240 billion wasted in the, no.
That's right, but I'd rather waste money on the military than on PBS. That being said, you had James Mattis who came out on Friday and I thought did a really good job saying, thank you for entrusting us with this money. We're going to make sure that we spend it wisely and that we're going to cut all of those wasteful projects that have happened before.
Like we're going to cut farming in America. That's what we're going to do. That's that's wasteful in their mind. Well, that's what they cut.
With military
the farmers
spending?
Got the in the spending bill, the bill that helped the families.
Mattis was
farmers.
Just talking about military money. I wasn't making comments about other line items in the budget.
Okay. Well, anyway, it's an outrage. And the fact that we are so far in debt as we are, that was something we talked about, and I want to go over it again now because we said as much as needed to be said on Friday, I think, on that. If nobody heard us, it just is. There's no unique thinking here. It's just that we're spending more money now than we ever have in the history of the country, even with spendthrifts like George Bush and spendthrifts like Barack Obama. Nah, let's just keep spending and have no hope ever of paying back that $20 trillion. That'll never get paid back. $21 trillion. Now it is after that thing on Friday. Never. And 30 cents as you do your taxes, the money's got to be in the 15th of April, as you do your taxes, know that 30 cents of every dollar you're working for, every single dollar that goes into your tax return and payment, 30% of it just pays the interest on the debt, and that's going to go up because we keep borrowing more money. So the pressure on available funds is going up, and that means businesses, and the interest rate just went up a quarter of a point. So you put that together with how much money isn't available for businesses to buy, so they can't really to borrow, so they can't expand, and how much money the federal government is sucking out of the fund, the supply of dough. And you got something that's why the market fell. How much did it fall on Friday? Went down like a rock on Friday. And that's why it did. Because there's too much spending.
Well, he also signed tariffs. I think what really made people scared is that he signed the tariffs against China. And that caused, or at least some people are saying that caused a bump, although some people that watch the market say it suggests it's just a correction. But I don't know.
Well,
that's another thing, though. Look, Chuck Schumer, the Democrats had a great week last week. Chuck Schumer was all in line with the president on tariffs. He got his budget. It'll be interesting to see how this impacts maybe the infrastructure projects, which is, again, more spending. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Okay.
And that's another thing they line up on.
Yeah. The other thing is we're at the end of the March Madness, right? Is this the last week for it, or is there another week after this? Duke, did it get robbed in overtime? The referees, bad guys. Apparently, anybody watching these games?
Only people say that are Duke fans. Everybody else in the world doesn't like Duke, and they're happy that they're out.
Okay.
I'd turn all of my, if all three of us, I would turn maybe to Kara or Victoria because
I cannot stand basketball, so I'm the wrong
person. Is Lewis following it? He's got a bracket.
Oh, yeah,
he's
got a million brackets, yeah. I'm actually not even sure where he stands with any of his stuff, so.
Well,
I've never been interested in this.
That's yeah, I normally watch it. I haven't watched it much this year. Both of the last two games, well, not it's the final four, so there are two games between four teams. They're both on Saturday, and then I'm not sure when the final game is, probably Sunday or during the week.
But. Yesterday on the DJV the Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV, I posted a story about the New England Patriots loaning the jet to the families, the students from Parkland, Florida. So, Victoria, you have some more on that. They put the kids on the plane, flew them up to Washington for the march. This is something. The march took place. It was much larger in most communities here in Los Angeles. They thought it would be 50 to 70,000, and I think it was about 10 times that from what I gathered.
Same with New York. Kind of,
yeah.
They had, right. It was definitely a lot bigger than what a lot of people thought. But Robert Kraft, who owns the New England Patriots, he did something really sweet. He provided the team plane that's the big, I don't know what kind of jet it is, but it's the Giants, the big 737 that has the Patriots logo and the colors on it. And so he flew the families of the 17 victims, and it was really interesting. He actually came out and made a statement that everyone kind of wondered, well, wait a minute, the Patriots, Robert Kraft, it didn't seem to make a whole lot of sense, but he actually said that he provided the plane after a request from former Arizona Representative Gabrielle Giffords and her husband Mark Kelly. They asked him if he would loan the jet, and then he said he would. And so he took it to the next level, and each seat on the plane had a special gift from Robert Kraft, as well as a letter expressing his support for the march. And so he told the kids, your commitment is stirring our country towards a better future. That is the true mark of a patriot. Thank you for your leadership and inspiration and best wishes as you prepare to take off on your journey. So the kids, of course, were over the moon. They couldn't believe it. It was all over social media, taking pictures on the plane and wearing all kinds of Patriots gear. So
is there a political statement? Is there a political statement here or not?
I thought Kraft was friends with Trump, isn't he?
Okay, well, that's what I'm asking. Is this?
I think so.
So what is? Does that have anything? Isn't it beyond that now? For the most part, there are very few people that I know on either side. Now this is my circle. I don't know everybody, and I'm sure there are folks who may not want to be in my circle, but that pretty much think there's a need for something, either enforcing laws, changing ages, doing something. But to stand pat isn't what seems to be what most people, no matter what. I mean, look what Florida did. Under the circumstances, that was not expected at all. I don't think it was anyway, was it? I didn't expect anything.
I think any time they've had a couple of big shootings, the pressure was pretty intense, I think, in Florida. But the thing is, I support these kids. I think that any time you get kids who are actually becoming interested in the process, I think that's good.
Yep.
Now, I do think what they're asking for in many cases is not appropriate or not going to help anything. I think you can support the action maybe without supporting the motive, I guess. And I feel like we can talk about gun restrictions all day long, but until we really start talking about the people pulling the trigger and mental illness in this country and making schools safer, you're just going to still have these same problems. So I do think that the idea is a little short-sighted, but I'll never fault anybody for trying to be politically active and stay involved.
I just was so impressed watching the coverage of the kids speaking at different rallies. It was just, it gave me a lot of hope about the next generation. This is what they call Generation Z. They've kind of been overlooked. We all kind of have knocked them. Oh, it's just the video game kids, and that's pretty much it. These kids are passionate, eloquent speakers. I was just so impressed with the way that it really was about the kids and the organizers.
So I have a question.
The students were great.
In all honesty, because I'm asking this question from a point of not knowing, I'm not trying to stir it up or be a jerk, but somebody's media trained those kids.
Some of them. There were kids that held up posters. I posted one on my personal Facebook page of a kid who this came up during the Los Angeles March, which I actually almost went to myself with my daughter, my son-in-law, and my grandson. I wanted to kind of get I've never been in one of those, and I wanted to kind of get a drift as to what was what.
but I got busy doing something else yesterday morning, and I didn't go. I mean, Saturday morning. But the things that the
well, do we think first just some of them are pretty. Do you think that they're media? I mean, do you think someone's gotten in there and worked with those kids?
Which kids are we talking about?
The ones Parkland? That spoke at the national rally. I think the ones from Parkland said
of course they were schooled. They were schooled. Yeah. No,
I don't know. That Emma Gonzalez, who's pretty much become like the poster girl for...
Totally touching, yeah.
She's amazing, but she was that way the day after. That's what put her in the spotlight. So, I don't know. I think that's... I don't know. I don't really think that anyone sat them down. I saw a panel of the kids on CNN right after the march in D.C., and the one boy is excellent. He's just a natural speaker. The other two girls...
Dad word for CNN is mom's in the FBI. He's very well spoken. Maybe they just have parents. Believe me, no matter what, media training or not, they're amazing speakers, these kids that have come out of there.
All right. Also, Jennifer's sister Jean has accepted Charles Barkley's invitation. Sister Jean, didn't we talk
I'm telling you, you say this name and fear goes through me because when I was in eighth grade going to Catholic school, the scariest nun at the school was Sister Jean Mary. She yelled at me once for trying to wear pants to church.
Really?
All right, so yes. And they were dress pants too, by the way.
Outrageous.
Prior to the, I know, I'm still scared, obviously.
Go right to hell.
My psyche, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they were paisley. Oh, boy, there were some hot, pretty pants.
I think I understand why you wear dresses to work all the time.
All the time.
You're too scared to wear pants.
I've been scared out of my pants.
Literally.
Literally. All right, prior to the Elite Eight games, Charles Barkley said that if number 11 seed Loyola advanced to the Final Four, spoiler alert, which they did, in San Antonio next weekend, he wants to hang out with the Ramblers' most famous fan, Sister Jean, who is the 98-year-old team chaplain. Well, Loyola cruised to the Final Four with a 78-62 win over number 9 seed Kansas State. So CBS's Lisa Byington told Sister Jean about Barkley's request to go on a friendly date after the game, and she accepted. In the interview with her Final Four hat turned backwards, Sister Jean added, "I like him when he talks as a sports announcer very much, but I don't want to see him play on a basketball court." Barkley was hesitant to respond to her little jab at him, saying he was already at the 80% chance of not making it into the pearly gates. He says, "I'm not going to say anything bad about Sister Jean." She added, "I'm so emotional, but that doesn't stop me from speaking because I always have to go on and say how proud I am of these young men and the coach, Coach Porter, the university, and my congregation for letting me do all this. It just makes me so happy that we brought joy into this nation that needs so much joy to experience these days." The Ramblers will face Michigan, Florida State game in the Final Four next Saturday.
Rah, rah, shish, goom, bah, bada, boom, boom, boop, boop.
Pretty exciting.
Okay.
Loyola Very is a name exciting. You don't expect to see in the Final Four, so that's kind of fun for me.
11 minutes for the hour here on the DJV show.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
Next. You're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie. This does look fun. Whee! You melted me. I've melted.
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
See what you've done. Oh!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Now, 53 past the hour here on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan to go through some items from Tech Talk. So Craigslist is shutting down its personals section. What is this going to mean to the average person who's looking for a date? Probably not.
Well, the average person, that's the thing. That's a great question. The average person is probably not looking for love on Craigslist. Now, if you have certain proclivities, then you are definitely...
You want to define that?
Essentially, if you like hooking up with a total stranger in some sort of seedy motel room, then this is bad news for you, because this is not going to force you onto Grindr.
What is it? Was it Tumblr? What's the other? Not
Tinder.
Tinder, that's what it is.
Yeah,
can't you do that on Tinder?
Yes, but that's more legitimate. This is really, like, Craigslist personal ads here have just been creepy for a very long time. The reason that they're shutting it down, though, the larger story, is the Senate has approved a bipartisan legislation called Stop Enabling Sex Traffickers Act, and it's waiting for President Trump to sign. And so what happens is it paves the way for victims of sex trafficking.
You know, pardon me for chuckling at the obvious. Anyway, go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah. It paves the way for victims of sex trafficking to sue websites that facilitate their abuse. So Craigslist is really only doing this because they're liable for anything now that goes on that is facilitated through their website.
Well, so will anybody else that's doing that would be involved in this sort of thing. Whatever the web site is, the hookup site, right? Isn't that anybody?
Well, I don't think Tinder would be in danger of that because that's all consensual of, you know, people signing on and things like that. But in this case, anybody who posts, and you're probably going to see this happen across the country, anybody who has personal sections online for newspapers, that's essentially, right, they're going to have to take it down or else they're risking being sued by anyone who becomes a victim.
They still exist anymore, and I don't see those around anymore. I haven't seen them for a long time, and like the L.A. Times, and not L.A. Times, L.A., whatever the L.A. paper is, all the, every time, the Boston Phoenix was one place 25, 30 years ago you could find, yeah, all that stuff. You never see that stuff anymore.
Well, you're also not looking for it, so it might still be there, and we just don't know.
I don't even read the Phoenix. I don't even know if I should. I said I may be dating. I don't even know if the Phoenix still exists. But it was the underground paper. It was the ooh paper when I was doing that kind of radio in the early 70s.
Well, a lot of newspapers, local newspapers, they have a personal section, and a lot of it is advertisement for, you know, various strip clubs and things like that. And so this
escort
is
escort services.
Yeah, things. Yeah, exactly. Things like that. So this is really going to crack down on a lot of that. You know, this is something we don't talk about in America. But, you know, last year or this past year during the Super Bowl, there were a lot of stories that came out about how many thousands of sex workers had descended upon. Where was the Super Bowl this year? I forget.
Houston.
And wherever these big events are. And so really, we're long overdue for legislation. So I'm happy that it's happening. And, you know, too bad, so sad, Craigslist creeps. That's what I say.
Too bad, so sad. There we are. All right, let's see what we have time for after this important technical information and update.
The Geek Out. We all remember learning about the biggest planet, Jupiter, and its one identifying mark, the giant red spot. We were taught that the spot is actually a huge storm over the planet, one so massive it could hold three Earths. But scientists have been studying this spot for decades, and they've learned that it's changing not just in shape, but in color. The storm appears to be getting more narrow and taller, and due to this, the changes are not only in shape, but the color from red to more of a traditional orange. Scientists say this may be an indication that the storm is intensifying, but it also could indicate that its lifespan could last only a couple of more decades. Yes, a future Jupiter may be without its giant red spot.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, so let's see what else we have here. Google Maps has a new navigation angle here, it looks like, Victoria.
Yeah, and you know, you would think, okay, it's 2018, why hasn't this been a thing yet? But Google Maps has just launched wheelchair-accessible public transit information. So if you go on Google Maps now, and if you type in an address, and you want to type in your directions, so you want to see how long will it take for you to get from A to B, now you will have the wheelchair-accessible and stroller-accessible. So it's not just for wheelchairs, but if you're a mom with a stroller, you'll actually be able to see how to navigate now.
All right, so there you go. There are two or three items of interest that you can learn from here. That's what we're all about, helping you learn. DJV Showtime is 59.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.